You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident fanalist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, pack_Danny. I know this is a little confusing. You probably saw how many minutes this show is and the fact that it's Sunday and got thrown off. Here's the situation. One of the new features that we want to start bringing to the Packernet Podcast is a little, I'm going to call it daily, even though that hasn't been agreed to, but I'm pushing it. It is a Green Bay Packers news update. Just a couple minutes. Here's your news update for the day. Probably put it up in the afternoon. The only reason I'm even talking on here, which starting, I don't know, tomorrow or whenever the next one comes out, I'm not even involved in it. But I just wanted to be here to explain what this is. But yeah, just a couple minutes. Here's your Green Bay Packers news for the day. So if you don't quite have the time to commit to the full 40-minute Packernet podcast or whatever, you can at least get a little bit of a taste. But anyways, I'm just going to hit you with it, and as always, any and all critiques, comments, please let me know. By the way, this is not the official intro music, but I'm just coming up with something because I feel like it needs its own thing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is your Green Bay Packers update, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media. Running back Dalvin Cook of the Minnesota Vikings, who you may remember ran for 154 yards in Week 2 in 2019 against the Packers, has announced that he will not report to any team activities that includes training camps, as well as any virtual team activities with the Vikings, until he receives what he considers to be a fair and reasonable offer on his next contract extension. The problem is, he considers fair and reasonable to be between $13 and $16 million a year. The Vikings so far have offered him just shy of $10 million a year. Now, why should Packer fans care about this? Well, in Week 16 of last year, the Vikings did not have Cook, who is one of their most lethal offensive weapons. And in that matchup against the Packers, the Vikings were only able to put up 10 points. Now, Cook has had injury issues. In the last 2 years, he's missed 7 regular season games. But he is one of the NFL's elite running backs. In 2019, he played 14 games and scored 13 touchdowns. Now, while fantasy football owners are certainly hoping that Cook will come back, Packer fans would be happy to see him miss some game time, particularly in Week 1, when the Packers and Vikings kick off their 2020 seasons against each other in Minnesota. In 2019, Green Bay Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard became a fan favorite early on in the season after being called up from the practice squad. His breakout performance was in Week 6 against the Lions, where his touchdown pass put us back into position to win the game. Lazard was interviewed on the Pack a Day podcast earlier this week, where he talked about what he's focusing on this year as he tries to elevate his game to the next level and remain a key contributor on the Packers offense.
I've really been focusing on my mental for the most part. The biggest thing that I noticed when I got to the NFL 2.5 years ago was that everyone, for the most part, was on the same level of skill and playing ability. And the ones that were able to really separate themselves were able to do so mentally. And that's, you know, studying the film, studying your opponent. So I think, you know, it's not just my footwork. It's not just my catching. It's not just my route running. It's, you know, I think it's pre-snap. It's post-snap reads. It's, you know, situational football, third and whatever, predicting the coverage. I think, you know, that's where I'm able to separate myself right now, and I can continue to do so throughout this next year.
The Packers wide receiver room will look a little bit different this year. Geronimo Allison is no longer with the team. He's now a Detroit Lion. Equanimeous St. Brown, on the other hand, is back from injury after missing the entire 2019 season and may take on a bigger role in the slot. And while the Packers did not draft a wide receiver this year, they did sign Devin Funchess, who may compete with Lazard for that number 2 wide receiver spot opposite Devontae Adams. That's it. You're caught up on all the Green Bay Packers news. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by visiting Packernet.com. And follow the Packernet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.